The only thing anybody needs to read Tristram Shandy is, well, perhaps two things. First of all, is a sense of humour. And the second is a willingness to engage with the book on its own terms. Any reader who has a very preconceived idea of what they want to get out of a book and is frustrated if they don't immediately find it is going to be frustrated by Tristram Shandy. You have to be open to the experience of reading, to want to have read Tristram Shandy rather than wanting to read it is a disaster, because you'll end up like young children in the back of a car always asking, are we there yet? And the answer will always be no. It's the pleasure of the journey that you have to go for. And Sterne recognised this very, very clearly indeed. And he says early on in the book, digressions incontestably are the sunshine. They're the life, the soul of reading. Take them out of this book, for instance. You might as well take the book along with them. In other words, Sterne and Tristram themselves use the metaphor of the journey, but they also recognise that journeys are much more fun, travelling is much more fun than simply getting to the very end. When you do get to the end, the very end of Tristram Shandy, you'll be faced with a joke, and that joke will turn you back on the whole book and make you wonder about what you've been reading. But if you can learn to or simply come to the book with that open-mindedness, with that willingness to be entertained, that willingness to learn something, to be moved by the book, then you need no special kind of knowledge whatsoever. The plot will be resolved, the storylines will work themselves out eventually. The things that are there from the beginning or introduced as the story goes on that are quite mystifying, they're meant to mystify you, but they will be resolved afterwards. If I can think of another kind of reading where the same thing is true, when you read a crime novel with a murder mystery, you don't want to find out on page two who did it. You want to be mystified as you go on reading, because that's part of the pleasure of the book, trying to work out for yourself who done it. Or in the case of Tristram Shandy, what exactly is going on here? And why is this book written in the kind of way it is? And Tristram or Sterne will answer those questions for you on the way.